أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us the attributes, characteristics, qualities, and the deeds of Ibad al-Rahman, the true servants of al-Rahman, the most merciful, who is Allah. The very first attribute of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of, is their humility and their humbleness. Allah says, you see the humility in their walk and the way they move around. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the manner in which they deal with and the manner in which they respond to the ignorant one who wishes to provoke them and who wishes to annoy them, how they respond to him and how they ignore such people. The third attribute and quality of theirs is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they spend the night for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prostrating before Allah and standing in prayer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah speaks in the next ayah of a dua that they constantly make. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ Allah says the Ibad al-Rahman, ayah number 65 of Surah Al-Furqan, are those who say, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ. Oh Allah, avert away from us, turn away from us, keep away from us the punishment of Jahannam. We learn from this that they do not rely on the deed. They are not content. Because the characteristic before this, Allah says every night, they are spending the night in prayer before Allah. Ruku' and sujood before Allah. Qiyam before Allah. They are praying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about the importance of spending and dedicating a portion of the night in prayer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we cannot do so towards the latter part of the night or during the last third of the night, then we should do it before we go to bed. Especially as the nights get shorter and the days become longer and it becomes difficult maybe to wake up too early in the latter part of the night, then we can do it before we go to bed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they do not rely on the deeds. Despite doing so much good deeds, they are still fearful and they are still afraid of Jahannam and the fire of Jahannam and the punishment of Akhirah. So they constantly make the dua, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. O Allah, avert away from us the punishment of Jahannam. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. O Allah, its punishment is constant in its affliction. غَرَامًا, its punishment is unending. It's a punishment that is continuous in its affliction. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. O Allah, indeed Jahannam is the worst of abode, and it is the worst place to dwell in. So they make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His protection against the fire of Jahannam and the punishment of Akhirah. Allah speaks of another characteristic of them. Allah speaks of how they spend. They have wealth. How do they spend the wealth? Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَعِبَارُ الرَّحْمَنِ. The true servants of Allah and Rahman are those, when they spend, إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا, they are neither wasteful, they are neither extravagant in their spending, they neither exceed the limit, وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا, nor are they miserly in their spending. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Allah says their spending is moderate between the two extremes. The spending is moderate between the two extremes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Ibad al-Rahman, when they spend the wealth that they have earned and the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with, they avoid the two extremes. The one extreme is israf. What is israf? Allah says israf is translated as wasteful. But israf means, number one, to spend on anything haram. The moment you spend, no matter how much or how little you spend, if you spend on anything that is sinful, anything that is haram, then that is regarded as israf. That's one interpretation and meaning of israf, extravagance or wasteful. Number two, israf is also to exceed the limit in that which is lawful. To exceed the limit in what is lawful. So something is lawful for you. To eat is lawful. To drink is lawful. To live in a home is lawful. And then to spend more than what you require on that lawful is also israf. That's exceeding the limit. So these are two things that we should avoid in terms of israf. We never spend on something haram, sinful. And when we spend on something lawful, we do not exceed the limit, because then that is extravagant. So Allah says they avoid israf. And what else do they avoid? وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. And they are not miserly. So they neither wasteful nor are they miserly. Miserly, some people are so miserly that they cannot even spend on their own selves. Or they cannot even spend on their own family members. Wealth, having the wealth and keeping the wealth and accumulating the wealth is so beloved to them that is their objective. Spending it is not their objective. Most people earn to spend. But there are people who are so miserly that their purpose of earning is to earn the money. And they cannot bear the thought, or they cannot even see a few rand or a few pounds or a few dollars of that wealth parting from them. So they are so miserly that every time they spend, even though they are spending on their own kids, and they need to spend on their own spouses, or they need to spend on their own selves, they find it very, very difficult to spend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's one form of miserliness. Another form of miserliness is where they do not have the courage, and they do not have the heart, and they do not have the sympathy and the kindness to spend on others as well. So they are extremely miserly when it comes to the wealth that Allah has blessed them with. Allah says, وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ. What is their approach when it comes to their spending? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوَامًا. قَوَامًا means moderate spending. They are moderate. They are balanced in their spending. Moderate between the two extremes. They avoid the extreme of israf and they avoid the extreme of being too miserliness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you mercy.